Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Hendricks right here on the Fan Upstate. You can hear Coach Clay Hendricks every Thursday evening, 6:22 p.m. Coach, it's a big one. You mentioned the practice field. The season opener finally has arrived. When you got on the field this week from your guys and your staff, did you notice a little bit extra juice just knowing that the season's finally here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see that every year. It's always game week. You get a, you know, our injured guys are in yellow jerseys. You know, if they can't do everything, they wear a yellow jersey. And a lot of those yellow jerseys seem to disappear, you know, when it gets to be game week. Guys get a little better. And I think the we didn't have a lot of those. And yeah, I think the other thing, the old weather's helped.
Yeah.
You know, golly, this weather's been kind of, I don't know if I've ever seen an August like this. You know, you always compare it to other football August because that's what I've done for 40 years. It's been practicing football as a coach. And I don't know if we've had an August quite maybe as cool as this.
Yeah, Coach, I know you played your college ball at Furman, been around Furman for a long time, and you're fully aware of false fall here in the upstate of South Carolina. It can feel cool for a couple of days, but that heat may come back. Your Furman Paladins picked to finish sixth in the SoCon this year in the preseason coaches poll. Do you like to use stuff like that as motivation for you guys? For your guys, are you a bulletin board material kind of motivator, or is it motivate them just to be better than they were themselves in the previous week?
I don't know. I mean, I think you point things out like that, but where were we picked? I think we were picked second last year. You know, where did we finish? So it really means nothing. I was here when we were picked fourth and won a national championship. So it just doesn't. Our team is so different from the team a year ago. You know, a lot of the same young guys are back, but it's just going to come down to, you know, who can go out and play well. And I don't know. I think I'd like to be picked first every year, but man, that's a tough road.
Yeah.
To be picked first. I was, you know, in 23, we were picked first and we finished first, which is really, really hard to do, but it doesn't matter. You know, we'll go play Saturday and half the teams in the country will have a loss.
Yeah.
You know, and so everybody feels good right now because they're still undefeated, but it'll come down to who can go play well, who can continue to get better each week. And I really think we got a good chance as anybody in our league. I just look around and our you know, just our retention and, you know, player development and stuff. I really like where we are.
Coach, a season ago against the team you're playing Saturday, William and Mary, you guys came out on the wrong end of things, especially on the ground game. Now, I asked you about the ground game a week ago. A season ago, William and Mary rushed for 384 yards. You guys in that game rushed for just 84 yards. So you look at the score, obviously lopsided. You don't like that. But what do you look at when you look at matchups, especially this one with William and Mary we're talking about, in terms of not only how to win the game this time around, but how to find a little bit more balance on offense, but also not allowing them to control and dictate the game as they did a season ago?
Yeah, well, you know, it was funny. If you watch that game, you know, we've got the ball with, I think, 7 minutes to go, down six inside their 20.
Yeah.
And end up having to kick a field goal, and then they took a long drive and went the length of the field, probably got 80 of those rushing yards on the last drive. Finally go up by two scores. But let the quarterback get loose a couple of times. I'm a guy that believes in you got to be able to run the ball and you got to be able to defend the run. And we weren't nearly good enough at either one. I think each game's a little bit different, how it kind of plays out. I think that was Trey Hedden's – I think it was his second start, but it was really only the second game he ever played in college. And I look at receiver. We had a true freshman starting that game. We had a true freshman playing tight end. So I don't know. Each game in itself is different. They're a team I think is built a little bit like we are. We probably want to throw it around a little more than they do. So it'll be, I really think probably who runs it best will have the best chance to win the football game. But I also think for us to win at the level we want to win at, you know, we've got to be balanced. And we feel like we've got a great group of receivers. We have quarterbacks who can get them the ball. And I'm excited about our offensive line and our run game. But, you know, we got to go do it on Saturday.
Clay Hendricks, head football coach of the Furman Paladins. You talked about really liking your player development in this offseason, Coach. Can you go into some more specifics? I know these guys have another year of maturity on them, but so far through camp, are you seeing just more crispness, fewer mistakes, more size on them? What are you seeing there?
Well, I think I could just say yes to all of that. I mean, you know, we're a year older, a lot more mature. You know, this time a year ago, you know, we were getting ready to go to Oxford, Mississippi and play. I think at that time, the number five ranked team in the country. I'd never seen a group that talented. I really didn't know very much about us. We were so young and inexperienced. And then we got kind of wiped out injury-wise. And I came out of the Ole Miss game, didn't know any more about us. Probably played game two. And I think we played this game against William Mary, was game four, and still was trying to figure out just what we could do, who we were. But I think it's all those things. I just think seeing a much more confident football team. Kind of hard to be confident when you're a little bit unsure, when you haven't had success. I don't know a lot of real young teams that are very confident. But I just sense a lot more confidence. I know I just have a – I just think I have a really good sense about what we're capable of doing. You know, again, got to go play.
Yeah.
We've had great competition, you know, throughout camp. I think we've got the best kicker in the country, which gives us a great chance to be really good in special teams. And so, again, I think we've done the things we need to do to give us a chance to go play well and have a great year. And we just got to go make it happen on the field.
Coach, when it comes to game planning, you mentioned last year's team, right? Younger, inexperienced, especially with your quarterback a season ago. Now, a year later, a much more veteran team, as you just talked about. How does that impact your week-to-week game planning, if at all?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I've said this a few times, you know, point finger at me, I don't think we probably did a good enough job from 22-23. We had Tyler Huff playing quarterback and a really, really veteran team in all areas and probably didn't make some of the changes we needed to make to adapt probably a little more to our personnel and our strengths. That certainly was a huge emphasis in the offseason. I think we're doing quite a few things different. To the average person, maybe they don't see that. But just trying to play strength of your players. And again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Huff was a guy that made a ton of plays with his feet. He's one of our leading rushers, and we didn't even have close to that a year ago. But I just now look at people ask me what our strengths are. I don't know. I think our receiving core, our ability to quarterback to distribute the ball. I really like how our offensive line's played, and I think we got a chance to be a really balanced group offensively, which I think makes it really tough to defend. You know, Dwayne Vaughn, who our defense coordinator, has been here for 15 years, and you know, he kind of keeps saying that about us too, man. We can stress him in so many ways. And so hopefully that's going to carry over to, you know, again, to the field on Saturday.
Coach, you got a home game to start the season. It's been a couple of years since you've had that. 2 o'clock kickoff against William & Mary. What's your day going to look like? What time is that alarm going off? What time are you headed to campus? And what time are you getting home finally at the end of the night?
Well, you know, if it's me, I'd kick it off at about 11:45 or noon. We go at 2. You know, we do a little reminder meetings at 10 a.m. followed right by pregame meal at 10:15. I don't know. I don't usually even need an alarm. I can wake up whenever I kind of need to wake up. But we don't have an early start, so we'll do that. And then, you know, we do an 80-minute warm up. You know, before the game, where we do a full team warm up at the 80-minute mark on the clock. And you know, we're all creatures of habit. You know, we'll go through our pregame routine, which we've done. We've kind of gone through that twice in the preseason. So, you know, you do have some new guys. You know, this whole team hadn't been together. And I don't know. It's two teams that probably want to run the ball. So sometimes the clock runs a little more, but you never quite know about that either. And I don't know. Usually when I kind of slip out of there, it's pretty quiet. I'm not one to stay over there forever. But I don't know. You'll get home, and hopefully, you know, it's certainly a lot better going home when you've gotten a win, you know. And if that's the case, you might enjoy watching a game that's on later that night. But, yeah. You know, that's kind of who we are. And, you know, I think we've had great preparation. I told our kids, I think they're confident in the preparation they had. But, again, got to go play. And first games are so much about making adjustments. I've talked about some changes we've made. I'm sure they've made some too. You know, they have a new offensive coordinator, new offensive line coach, and a new tight end coach. So we've spent more time watching those coaches tape probably than we did William & Mary's. They lost a lot of their skill guys offensively from a year ago. So, you know, it's a little bit of a chess match there to start the season. And, you know, and then after 1 week you have video. You know, you have video of an opponent. So you see the only 25 team that you've seen. So, that, again, it goes back to that people ranking you. It doesn't matter what 2014 did. You know, it's a totally different year. And, you know, it's really what we can go put on the field on Saturday.
Coach, you mentioned him earlier in the interview, your kicker, Ian Williams. You said you might have one of the best kickers in the country. At the FCS level, he could do it all. He could place kick, field goals, as well as punt. What does that role on the Furman Paladins look like for Ian in 2025?
Well, Ian has been. You know, I tell you, in this world that we're in, Ian probably is one of those guys that could have gone to the portal and half the SEC would have taken him. And he just never even wavered. You know, it never even came up. And he's a graduate now. He's in graduate school here. And, you know, I think he made, what, 257-yarders last year. I really wouldn't even hesitate from 60 yards if the conditions are right. Usually kicks it in the end zone on kickoffs.
Wow.
I think where we're going to see the biggest change in him, he kind of got forced into the punting duties a year ago, and I thought he was solid there. But I think this August, he's just that guy that's got the ability to completely change the field, even in the punting game. You know, we have a new long snapper. A long snapper was new last year, and so he's back. So you feel like all those pieces are back better together again. So, yeah, just a ton of – really wasn't one of his better games. He missed 2 short kicks in this game a year ago. But no, he's certainly a weapon to have on your team.
Coach, when the game is over, and I'm not talking about this Saturday's game, but just in general, and your sports information director is handing you the post-game stat sheet, where do your eyes always go to first?
I'm an old offensive line coach. I'll probably go to rushing yards. You know, I don't know. You kind of feel like you have a feel for how the game went. You know, and I've looked at it when we've won. I've looked at it when we've lost. And probably, you know, you probably look at it a little different when you lose. And it's a little more of a why. You know, where were we poor? You know, I think probably rushing yards. I think probably third down. How good were you on third down on offense and defense? You usually have a pretty good idea how many turnovers there were, you know, which was really one of our biggest killers a year ago. It's just the number of turnovers was really the whole difference kind of in our season. And in this game year, it was big. So those are probably things I look at initially there. And I'm not sure that's ever changed a whole lot with me.
Coach, before we let you go, last question. Quarterback Trey Hedden, a season ago in this game, you mentioned it was one of his early starts, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Is he being asked to do a little bit more, a little bit less, not only in this game Saturday, but in 2025?
You know, I don't know if he's being – I think he's just the maturity part of it, just being a – you know, he was an early enrollee a year ago, you know, so he'd been here through the spring. So you think about it now, he's been in our program for a year and a half, even though he's a true sophomore. You know, he's always been able to handle a good bit mentally. I think right now the players around him were so much better than maybe what he got put into that situation a year ago. And I think the thing he's learned to do is just, you know, he had way too many turnovers, things that I think we can fix. You know, taking care of the ball, understanding, you know, when I got a lot of people around me, I got to take care of it a little bit better. He's always been a pretty accurate guy. He's got a strong arm. I think the leadership part is what's changed so much for him. You know, last year he was so worried about what he had to do. I think now he has a good grasp of that. You hear him being much more vocal. I just think he's much more confident. And I think he and even Carson Jones, our other quarterback, Carson, had his best August. And he's a 4-year guy. I think I've said this, we may be the only team in the country that had all three quarterbacks come back from last year. Mm. So we had all three of those guys back. We had really good competition in August. And, I'm excited to watch him go play. I mean, he can throw the football, and he has a good command of what we're doing. And so it'll be fun to see what kind of happens.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
That'd be great. It's always great being with you.
Absolutely.
Go get him, Coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.